Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Christianek Podcast, episode 151. Today's episode, Trudy would rather go surf. The outcome and the outcry of his president's actions and other leadership blunders coming at you. Stick around.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthy.
From Western Canada,
this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast, a Canadian veteran's point of view
on political, social, economic issues, and life.
Here's Krusty.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, episode 151 of the Krusty Canuck Podcast. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau would better go surfing than take part in the reconciliation ceremonies of last week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I am Krusty Canuck, listener, and viewer discretion is advised. I tend to swear and drop some bombs here and there. And if you like and hear what you see, please like, subscribe, and share this all around. And don't forget to give me a comment or two. I had a few thousand people inquire about my last episode, which was okay, but not enough comments, so please get the comments going. So I know this is a week overdue. I should have done an episode on this last week, but by the time I was recording that episode, Justin had already gone surfing. So this past week, I've been thinking about what kind of story I should promote for the sake of this episode. And Trudeau went surfing. So the big ceremonies are last week with a lot of First Nations coming together. And Justin apologizing, saying he was really sorry he didn't shouldn't have gone surfing. Just goes to show how our prime minister really doesn't care, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been saying this prior to the election, during the election, and now after the election. Right? We're seeing more and more of Justin's stupidity, his ignorance, his lack of kindness, his lack of respect to a lot of our First Nations, and not to mention the rest of Canada here, too. So the title of this is I'm Really Sorry, but it's more or less Trudy Went Surfing. So I'll let you, my listeners and my audience out there, figure it accordingly. However, it's basically Trudy would rather go surfing. And that's self-explanatory in our government today, ladies and gentlemen. How many politicians rather go surfing, rather go and do other things other than look after the people as they should? Now, this past week has been interesting because, my wife and I, we had some deep discussions about vaccinations. We've had discussions about employment and what have you, and things are coming and going left and right. And it's been interesting to see how a lot of these leaders are cracking under the fold. Okay, there's a story that came through the Western Standard, and I'll get to that later, ladies and gentlemen. But I just really want to emphasize the fact that last week, when we had the first of its kind, the first ceremony of our first people, of our First Nations, a ceremony to reconcile and understand the truth and to lay homage to where it's due. Okay. Historically, Canada has been one of greatness, prestige, honor, dedication, and yet we have dark chapters too, like any other country. And we have to acknowledge that. And I'm a firm believer in truth and reconciliation. I'm a firm believer in finding the truth, getting things done, making sure that people understand what happened and how we can fix it and how we can move on as a society, as a country of persons, all colors and creeds. Okay. But then when you see the elected official who basically got the same stake in this government like he did in the 2019 government, maybe a few more seats, I believe. I think the final tally was the Liberals got three more extra or an additional three seats compared to the 155 they had last time. Needless to say, they're still at the same ground as they were in 2019. And this clown, our prime minister, takes it upon himself to sit there and take part in some ceremonies the day before to recognize what happened. And then he F's off to go surfing. He would rather go surfing than actually take part in any ceremony around the country. Now, you've seen Candace Bergen, Rachel Harder, I believe, and a few other conservatives take part in the Truth and Reconciliation ceremonies. And if need be, I'll leave some links in the description for you there too. But when you see that garbage, here's this grown-ass man who's supposed to be Prime Minister of Canada. Okay, he takes it upon himself to go out on a trip with his family to surf, right? Goes out and does the most selfish thing as far as I'm concerned. Now, here is Bleeding Hearts and Bleeding Sagas about how he feels bad about what happened here and how he feels bad what happened there. And yet he couldn't have the fucking audacity, pardon my swearing, the fucking audacity or the courtesy to take part in any of these ceremonies. Okay, so what does that tell you? To the voter base out there that said, okay, we're going to back up JT. We're going to elect his party again to run the country. We're going to make sure that everything's hunky-dory because his brand, okay, his politics are good and they help people. Yeah. And yet look at the actions he committed on that day. Okay, and it was a week ago, ladies and gentlemen, but really think about it. It's insulting. So now we got another 2 years of this clown and his party and his mandates, and we still don't know when the hell we're getting back to work. We don't know when Parliament's going to stand up in session again. They might say, well, towards the end of the fall, which is just before Christmas. And then take another 3 or 4 weeks off before they get back to the real work of governing this nation. So he's out surfing with his family because he deserves a holiday, apparently. Really. I think he's had enough holidays, ladies and gentlemen. I think there's been more than enough holidays going around the Liberal cabinet than what you and I have. Okay. There are a lot of people I know personally that would kill for 2 weeks off in the summertime to take their kids to Disney World or Disneyland or anywhere for that matter. And yet here's this elected official who sold the whole nice guy routine, sold the woke mandate, believes in cancel culture, believes in mandatory vaccines, and believes in telling you what to do with your life. And instead of showing up to do the honorable thing, he'd rather go surf. So what does that tell you about his leadership? Yeah, not too fucking bright, eh? Besides that, you know, It's just foolery. Just bloody effing foolery.
Stay updated and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
Sorry about that little technical issue there, ladies and gentlemen. I was pressing the wrong button there. My apologies for the different sound bites. Anyway, carrying on, if you like and hear what you see, please click like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And I want to thank an Antonia K. Moore there. She hosts a podcast called Casual Sway, I believe. I did an interview with her there last a few days back. And it was really cool. Really cool. Just a down-to-earth human being. Asked me some decent questions and all that. I got it through the service of Fiverr there. So just a really good talk we had for about a half hour in regards to PTSD, my terms of service, where I've been, my outlook in life, that kind of thing. So I think her episode will be posted up on Friday, I believe. So I'll post a link to her work there too, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like. And she's just a downright genuine human being, a very talented artist, very well-spoken. And I'll leave a link to her work too there, ladies and gentlemen. So you want to check out my interview with her. It should be ready tomorrow, but I'll leave a link to her work nonetheless. Anyway, carrying on, more of the turd surfs. Yes, Trudy would rather go surfing. Yes, he was really, really sorry about that. Now, how many times have we heard him apologize, ladies and gentlemen, when it came to spending, when it came to his ethics, when it came to the Elbowgate issue, when it came to firing certain individuals from his cabinet because they wouldn't walk the party line. Now, I, for one, I'm getting really sick and tired of bitching about Justin Trudeau and his cabinet. There's got to be something else in Canadian politics we can fucking dissect and throw around. Needless to say, this guy takes the cake every fucking time. Okay. Now, for those out there who don't like me swearing, too effing bad. You don't have to listen to the show. Okay, I for one, am getting sick and tired of having to pussyfoot around with all of this political correctness. Okay, we all know common folk like you and me, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of every podcast, fans of rock and roll, fans of science fiction, common people alike. Okay, we're not racist, we're not bigots. So I'm sick and tired of holding back from the F-bomb. I've had a few people weigh in and say, well, maybe you should stop swearing so much, Krusty. You may make some money if you stop swearing. Well, if you don't feel like donating my podcast because I swear, then that's fine. That's on you. But this is part of my brand, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll just remind some of those individuals that have sent me emails the past couple of days about my swearing. You don't have to listen to this show. It's that simple. If you can't handle bad language, then how can you handle good language? See what I'm saying? Right? It's just slang and dialect, whatever. It doesn't frickin' matter. Okay? Because maybe a good part of me is angry and I'm pissed off about the way things are going. And the best way to deal with that anger and that being pissed off is talking about it, bringing it out in the open to you, my fans, my listeners alike. So the next time you feel compelled to write me an email and say, maybe you should just stop the swearing a little bit, maybe you should get a good goddamn grip of your own language and contribute something to said problems rather than creating more. But that's just my spiel for now anyway. Carrying on again with the turd that rather surf. It's self-explanatory that Justin would just rather go surfing than deal with any real problems. Now, we don't know the exact date when Parliament's getting back to work. I would like to see him back to work now. I'd like to see myself back at work, getting in something done, making some income. But with all these mandates that are going around, what have you, it's getting difficult, right? There's a lot of good people out there that are getting canned, being suspended, being fired, being given ultimatums to get the jab or not get the jab. Now, I personally don't care who gets the jab. Go right ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I've said this numerous times in the podcast. If you want to get the vaccine, bloody well go and get the vaccine. If not, then that's fine too. It should be a personal choice, right? But now, based on the Western Standard, I'm going to queue up here for you momentarily. Here we go. Based on the Western Standard, according to Krista Freeland, 2/3 of the federal civil service will be exempt from mandatory vaccinations. Oh, interesting. Exempted employees include call center operators, federal judges, meat inspectors, park wardens, postal workers, tax auditors. Of course, got to have those auditors there to make sure you're paying your fair share. Uh-huh. Commons and Senate staff, soldiers, sailors, and air crew, and members of the public entering federal buildings. Now, well, most of the soldiers that I know from the time I served with and the men that are still serving right now, they were given the jab. They had to get the Moderna, apparently. So I'll just summarize here. The mandatory vaccination plan of 300,000 federal workers actually exempts 2/3 of the civil service, says Blacklock's reporter. The vaccination program will also work on the honor system and doesn't require vaccination papers. Okay, so basically, you're seeing some businesses here getting signs up on their businesses saying, we want a vax passport. We want to see your proof of vaccination. And yet these clowns in Ottawa, again, are saying, well, we'll respect your honor system. So what's good for you is not good for me. What's good for them is not good for they. Which is it here? Okay, which is it? Holy cow, Christ in a cowboy. Holy shit. So needless to say, exempted employees include all call center operators, federal judges. I just read that. Okay. The Canadian public service is vast, said Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, the pint size. You know what? Yes. We are Canada's biggest employer. Why is that? I don't like the sounds of that. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on September 28th proposed a blanket policy on compulsory vaccination. Yet he's still saying, if you want to ride a train or get on a plane or a bus anywhere, you must have your papers to prove you've had your jabby jab. Yeah. Okay. We are going to ensure the federal public service is vaccinated, he said. There is a clear requirement for vaccination for anyone who works for the federal government. The federal public service numbers, 300,540. The Treasury Board, in a policy on COVID-19 vaccination, said there would be numerous exemptions covering some 212,000 employees. Well, okay. So those poor other bastards have to get their jabs, but the 212,000, they're good to go, right? Why is that? Why is it okay for those 212,000 not to get the jab when you've told the country that they have to get the jab? Okay, you've told the country, Prime Minister, that they have to get the jab to travel, but those 212 don't matter. Yeah, okay. So once again, what's good for me is not good for thee, and do as I say or else, because my poop don't stink, and I'm more important than the average Canadian. And like I say, folks, crack don't smoke itself.
Stay updated
and follow Krusty Canuck on Facebook,
Twitter,
Gab,
Telegram,
YouTube,
and Podbean.
Subscribe today and donate at KrustyCanuck.ca.
And once again, carrying on, ladies and gentlemen, with the whole article here too. Let's see here. Where were we going? The distinction exempts employees of the Crown corporations, such as postal workers and staff at federal agencies, such as meat inspectors with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Well, that's good, you know, because Alberta beef is fucking excellent. I don't care what you say. I've had Texas beef. I've had Missouri beef. But Alberta beef is, bar none, the best. So that's the thing. RCMP border agents and prison guards are included. Parks Canada wardens and the Canadian Armed Forces are excluded. Well, okay. You already made them take the Moderna, as I mentioned earlier. So which is that? So workers at federal departments that deal directly with the public and cannot be short-staffed are exempt, such as employees of the Departments of Veterans Affairs, staff who manage call centers for benefits claims, and the Department of Employment, and, of course, tax processors and auditors at the Canada Revenue Agency. So we got to make sure you're still paying your fair share of taxes and, of course, Veterans Affairs. Now, this is something I'm going to say about Veterans Affairs, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm just going to remove this. I'll leave this link in the background for you, or in the description for you guys to read along there, too. But it seems like a real shit show. Make a long story short, okay, I have dealt with Veterans Affairs numerous times. I have friends of mine who have dealt with Veterans Affairs numerous times in regards to claims, to payments, to monies, to education, to benefits, blah, 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 blah. We've all heard the story. It's a shit show. So if they're going to keep Veterans Affairs offices opening like that, why is that such a, why is it so hard for guys to get information they need? Something to think about, right? I don't know what to say other than it's another shit show. So we're obviously being lied to. We're being told one thing and told another. Okay. What's good for me is not good for thee. You know, I'll take two, you take one, and now you'll be lucky to get one. Like, this is like dealing with, this is like paying marbles in frickin' public school again. Just something ain't right. It's something's just not sitting right. I don't know how to nail it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a real shit show.
Stay updated
and follow Christy Canuck on Facebook,
Twitter,
Gab,
Telegram,
YouTube,
and Podbean.
Subscribe today and donate at ChristyCanuck.ca.
And we're back there, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to remind you, my audience, my listeners and fans out there alike too, please take advantage of $10 a month giveaway, or the draw, sorry. At the end of this month, I will be drawing for a free mug for one of you and a t-shirt. With the mug, if you donate $10 or more to my Patreon page on Podbean, you will automatically be entered into winning a Krusty Canuck mug. You get that mug there, or one that's in black. And your $10 a month goes to help me create great content and to help me along my way with this podcast. And if you don't want to donate $10 a month to win yourself a free mug, then you can obviously try to give me $5 a month and you'll be entered to win this t-shirt, the classic Krusty Canuck t-shirt with the saying on the back, humanity and merit wins the day. So you can either donate $5 a month, ladies and gentlemen, to my Patreon page on Podbean, or $10 a month. With the $10 donation, you get a chance to win a mug. At the $5 donation, you get a chance to win a t-shirt. And I will mention it here live on the 30th of October. Or I'll post it on my community page or my Facebook page. So please consider donating today. I'm out of work. I'm not trying to gain sympathy here, what have you. But every little bit helps, ladies and gentlemen. And with the $5 or $10 incentive, it gives you a chance to win a cool prize. And if you like what you see for the Krusty Canuck swagger, please check out my link, Customized Girl. I'll leave in the description for you. I've got more hats. I've got more t-shirts. I've got sports jackets. I've got swimsuits. Another paraphernalia with the Krusty Canuck logo. So please check out the shop today. Carrying on, please consider donating. And if you like and hear what you see, please click like, comment, and subscribe too, and share this all around your social media platforms. Any platform will do for that matter. And if you do want to donate, you can also donate at krustycanuck.ca/donations at my Krusty Canuck page. I take PayPal and the Buy Me a Coffee application too. Anyway, carrying on with more of this Trudeau rather surf. Now, we're seeing the buffoonery layout before us, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing more and more of the buffoonery when it comes to what Justin's doing, what his office is doing. And of course, we're going to expect another cabinet shuffle, as always, right? We're going to expect another cabinet shuffle to carry on when they do decide to go back to work. Now, I'm still surprised to see there's a lot of conservatives out there that are standing their ground, as they should. Pierre Poilievre, Candace Bergen, and all that, too. True North News did a couple of specials on Erin O'Toole. And for my time hanging out with the conservative rep, when we did our forums and everything during this past election, I got some pretty cool insight, not on Erin O'Toole, but how the party is rolling. Okay. And I made the point of saying during those forums, as I was running for this area here, how every party has their party whip and everyone must toe the party line. Now, it's obvious that Mr. O'Toole took it upon himself not to be conservative, but to be a liberal light because of the carbon tax issue. He backstepped on that. Instead of actually calling it a carbon tax, they call it a carbon savings account. So they'll take money on your behalf, put it away, so you can decide to have an e-bike or special windows or upgrade your home to be energy efficient and carbon friendly, right? Yeah, well, how is that going to work out? And he also backstepped on the OIC issue with our guns from last May, too. Now, I'll say again to first-time listeners and subscribers to Crusty Nut Podcast, okay, I am a gun owner, okay? I like to hunt when I get a chance to. I like to shoot, and I also respect the firearm immensely because I personally seen what firearms do to people, especially the enemy in a time of war. So when someone tells me guns are bad, guns are evil, then you better back it up with something a little more substantial than personal fear or an experience that happened 30 odd years ago. All right. But we'll leave that for another episode, ladies and gentlemen. But like I say, right now, I'm not impressed with the senior conservative leadership. And I've never claimed to be a conservative on the Crusty Canuck podcast. I've been supportive of some conservative values, but I've also been very, very supportive of liberal values too, meaning live and let live, let people be, let people do their thing. I don't care who you love, love well, love strong, love hard. Just don't hit people and take their fucking stuff. That includes their money, that includes their livelihood, that includes their opinions, and that includes their well fucking being. Okay? So basic libertarian principles, ladies and gentlemen. Basic libertarian principles. Okay. And I've also had a few emails from some people that are claiming to help me with digital marketing and everything like that too. Right now, I'm not looking for a digital marketer. Okay. I want the viewers to decide to share my content to the best of their abilities. Okay. And I've dealt with a couple of digital marketers that have ripped me off. Okay. Now, it's not the fact they ripped me off $10 or $20. It's the fact that you pay for a service and they never provided it. So those individuals out there that claim to do all these wonderful things for up-and-coming podcasters and video creators, jog on, okay? I'm not interested. I will pick and choose what service I need, and I'll pick and choose what's going to help me, okay? So keep that in consideration there to any of those spammers and those online scammers that like to get their hands on people's money to do what they want to do. Right. I've said this before, ladies and gentlemen, I need your help out there to distribute this content accordingly. So please do on all of your social media platforms if you can. I'll be right back after this.
Stay updated
and follow Crusty Canuck on Facebook,
Twitter,
Gab,
Telegram,
YouTube,
and Podbean.
Subscribe today and donate at crustycanuck.ca.
And for those who have also inquired too, I'll just say again too, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday fastball is no more. Okay. Sunday fastball is no more. Like I say, cause I dedicate my time on Sundays to help with the housework, whatever chores need to be done around the house. And that's the day my wife and I, we like just to chill out and just relax because she works very hard at her job and she's trying to make ends meet too, as much as I am. But like I say, please, ladies and gentlemen, consider donating if you can too. The more the merrier. If I could get, let's say, 1,000 people for my YouTube page to donate, let's say $2 a month, God, I'd be on my way to something fantastic. So please consider that today, ladies and gentlemen, too. Links will be in the description. Anyway, carrying on, Trudeau would rather surf and he's really sorry. Well, we've heard the sorry explanation numerous times. Like I say, when it comes to his elbow issues, how he treats women in his cabinet, how he's treated people throughout his natural pubescent and his privileged life too. Like I said on Antonia's podcast there too, this man has never, ever seen hard work and dedication. People have worked hard for him and dedicated themselves to him and his brand numerous times, and history has proven to bite him in the ass. So let's hope he goes surfing again and a big shark comes and takes a bite out of his surfboard. You know, one could wish anyway. So, but this week has been really interesting when it comes to the world of news too, when it comes to manufactured fear. Okay. Now, I talked to my father there the other day, and it's just been really interesting how he sees the difference from the time he was in his 20s and 30s to what he sees now as a man in his 70s. Now, my father worked his ass off as a firefighter and as a farmer, and he did what he could as a dad, you know, and there's no bitterness or resentment there too. And my father always did the best he could with what he had. He always worked his ass off, and he was a dedicated worker in every aspect too. And he was a lifesaver as a firefighter. But he's also seeing the contrast and the difference and the lack of effort that has come from people he's reported to people that we elect. And it gives you something to think about. And he was proud of me, the fact that I ran for parliament and I gave it a good college try. And he was really tickled pink too that I had 178 votes. So, you know, I'll brag about that again, ladies and gentlemen. I will brag about the fact that I got 178 votes, okay? You know, I'll brag. But enough of that ad-lib clapping. He was proud of the fact that he wants me to run again. And, of course, I'm going to run again, too. In the next couple of years, if they do call another election, I will do it again. I might go provincial this time. I don't know, but we'll think about it. But like I say, in the meantime, I'll keep doing this podcast and doing my best to find work. There'll be no Polar Vortex of Bullshit Award today in this episode, probably because I never really picked a notable candidate just yet. But I'll guarantee there will be a Polar Vortex of Bullshit candidate in the next episode for sure, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll try to get back in the format of getting at least two episodes up every week if I can too, time permits, right? But I'll ask again, please consider donating if you can too. Whether it be the $5 draw for t-shirt or the $10 draw for a mug. Like I say, come the 30th of October, 30th this month, in the next 23 days, I will pick, hopefully, if someone uses my Patreon, I'll pick a name, and that individual will win either the mug or the t-shirt based on their donation. So please consider donating $5 or $10 if you can this month. I would really, really appreciate it if you could. Or just join the membership on my YouTube page. Or just follow the links in my description and donate what you can too. I would like to get at least a monthly, monthly subscribers, at least my steady subscribers, yeah, contributing something monthly too, just to help me along my way so I can keep creating good content, keep the lights on, and keep you people informed with my opinion and my 2 cents worth too. It just helps, you know, because after doing this show for about maybe 2.5-3 years now, and getting videos out there, improving the podcast as I mature, I guess you can say, I'm seeing a lot of good people try to get ahead and they're not. And the majority of viewers and listeners would rather listen to something about hair and makeup or complain about OnlyFans changing their format. When there's people out here such as myself and yourself, my wonderful listeners and fans out there too, who want to hear and see more rather than just the flesh, right? And I put a lot of effort into my shows. I put a lot of effort into my work. It's not like I sit and write scripts, you know. I will write down what I'm going to talk about, and I go from there. And I'll make sure I have my links and everything in order. And then I turn the mic on, record, voila, here I am too. You know, I do try to shave at least every day, except for this thing on my chin here. But I do try to be presentable and be factual and be honest and be genuine, just like the video says, you know. And try to bring light to this manufactured darkness, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, again, carrying on, Trudeau would rather just surf. Enough of my self-pity. Oh, my goodness. We can do better. And the way things are going on right now, I'm seeing more and more people get in the street, more people protesting. And regardless of the whistleblowers that have been put on mainstream media, you know, the whistleblowers that have said, oh, Facebook is doing this and YouTube is doing that and Google's doing this and blah, 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 blah. We all know there's censorship going on. We all know that someone's getting paid to stifle, to blackout, to whatever. We know this. So that's why we find all other mediums. But I would say the next couple of weeks, it'll be interesting just to sit back and watch as outsiders looking in to see what's going to happen. You know, and I hope you, my viewers and listeners alike, do the same thing too when it comes to trying to understand, you know, what the big game is when it comes to what we can see and do. Now, my curiosity, instead of that big whistleblower talking about what Facebook has done for the sake of profit rather than helping people, my curiosity is when Parliament comes back, either, you know, next month or just before Christmas, are they going to try to put more emphasis on Bill C-10 and C-36 again? Or are they going to come up with another way to screw us?
Stay updated and follow Christy Canuck on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Telegram, YouTube, and Podbean. Subscribe today and donate at christycanuck.ca.
And it's something to think about, isn't it? You know, they kiboshed C-10 just before the summer session. And they talked about it briefly during the campaign, and they also talked about C-36. And of course, Mr. Gilbert is right on there like a fat kid and a smarty, hoping that they'll bring it back, because they got to protect certain journalists from harm, and they got to protect certain key figures from harm because they don't like bad words. Oh my goodness. Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid if you question someone's credibility and integrity and honor and respect. Oh my, what's the world coming to? Obviously, it's turning into a shit show because of these clowns. They want to make it easier because they believe comfort's more important than actual honesty, right? Yes, of course, of course. You go to journalism school now, you know, you have to sit on a pillow rather than sit in a chair, and you have to type with soft little fingertips rather than actually write like we were taught in school. But, you know, I digress. And we're carrying on with more of this show. Before I shut her down, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone who has come out the last episodes and give me some warm support and give me words of encouragement. Thank you very much. As always, I am very grateful, ladies and gentlemen, that you, my listeners out there, have sent me some good words of encouragement. But please, when I post this video, do not forget to comment, click like, subscribe, and give yourself click on that notification bell on the tube, as well as check me out on Brightian, Rumble, and Wimkin too. I'm adding more features as we go along here too. I'm trying to sort my Patreon page out. Other ways, just trying to make some currency while I do this, because like I say, I put a lot of work in this, ladies and gentlemen, and I like to see some payback, and I need you, my listeners and fans and viewers alike out there, to help me with that if you can. I'm not going to demand currency. I'm not going to be one of those kids that demands currency for nothing. Like I say, I do put work into this. I incorporate the sounds and the timing and the sequences with my soundboard here and the microphone here, which is already bought and paid for, so you don't have to worry about that, ladies and gentlemen. This was bought and paid for a while ago, but with a laptop and the time here, and just to help me along my way until I find some good, steady work. I need you, my listeners and viewers and subscribers out there alike, to please contribute if you can. Like I say, I'm about 8,000 subscribers on the tube, and I'd say if I had 1,000 or 2,000 of yous, throw in $2 a month, that would really help me along my way. So it's that simple. But anyway, carrying on, like I say, thank you again to all my fans and listeners out there, especially the emails I received this week, little boosts of encouragement. And maybe I'll format something to acknowledge these individuals who have written me some wonderful letters or wonderful emails and said some nice things to me. So I appreciate the concerns, and thank you once again for the kind words of encouragement, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and making this podcast what it is. It's because of listeners and viewers such as yourself. Like I said, I'm getting tired of talking about Justin Trudeau, but it seems like every week there's always something new that comes up that he, you know, likes to make a fool of himself and likes to make a mockery of this country. But that's up to you and me and fans of this country and patriots and listeners and subscribers alike to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. You know, so considering that the gas prices are up, so maybe stock up some fuel, maybe get some extra dry goods out there just in case shit hits the fan. And we'll do what we can to overcome these odds, as always. So, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, I have been Krusty Canuck on this beautiful 7th of October, 2021. Look after your friends and loved ones. Do what you can to help each other to the best of your abilities. And don't hit people, take their stuff. And we just carry on as we should. You know, just try to be good to each other. Try to make sense of all this madness. But like I say, ladies and gentlemen, look after your friends and loved ones. Do what you can to help each other out. And remember, humanity and merit wins the day. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Hit it, sweetheart. Because I am hard, you will not like me. There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally welcome.
This has been another episode of the Krusty Canuck Podcast. Stay sane and thank you for listening. From Western Canada, this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast.
Pack my ass and call me Judy.